This is a live activist intervention.
Yeah, taking over the airway.
How did you lot get in here? You raving bonkers, stopping the Harmony Fraser theme tune in mid-orbit. It hasn't even reached the twiddly bit yet. What do you think you're doing?
We're taking over the airwaves.
And if I hear that stupid theme tune one more time, what'll I do, Tarquin?
Knowing you as I do, I'd estimate that you get hopping mad.
Which will energise your dark side.
And then you'll get very, very stressed.
Stressed? I'll give you a flipping stressed. Don't you lot know it's strictly verboten to burst in on a Harmony Fraser show without a written invite? Why? I might have been in the middle of lighting up me ceremonial crack pipe.
Never mind all the religious rubbish.
Yeah, it's people like you that are opiating the minds of the audience.
Audience? What audience? Anyhow, who in Gandalf's hairy midriff are you lot?
We're activists.
Activists? What's that supposed to mean?
You know, we activate things.
And do activities.
Yeah, we're really active. It means we're a tiny revolutionary cell who does direct action thingies, if you know what I mean.
Right, well, if I was you lot, I'd activate me arse and get the hell out of here before the Resonance Director of Programmes finds out what's happening. God, don't you lot know what he's like? He'll be on that phone like a greased cluster bomb.
We ain't scared of no one.
No, your globalist bully boy tactics don't frighten us. I'll have you know, all members of Grungy Media have been trained for exactly this kind of interventionist action.
Well, you obviously ain't met the director of programmes yet. Otherwise, you'd all be scared shitless.
Don't listen to his drivel, comrades. E. Fraser's trying to wind us up.
But what are we going to do with E. Fraser? It is his radio show after all.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a suggestion. I saw it done in an old video I found yonks ago in an Oxfam shop. Most entertaining. It was about these two women who had this fabulously equipped medieval dungeon filled with torture equipment, and all these barristers, judges and top policemen came round.
Forgive me interrupting, comrade. What point are you making exactly?
Yeah, what's the point?
Thanks for correcting me, comrades. What I suggest is this. Why don't we tie Mr. E. Fraser up? That way he can't interfere with us taking over his show.
Tie Harmon up? Jackson's restraints, what a waste of string. Why don't you use the Resonance Radio fluffy handcuffs? There's about 26 sets in that drawer over there.
What are you lot doing with a load of handcuffs in your radio station?
What do you think? They're to control the school leaver trainee engineers when we run out of Ritalin.
We shall overcome someday. We are not afraid. We are
some news for you loony flipping activists. Try and get this into your grungy media minds. No show, and Harmon walks!
I'm all out of it.
Stop him, comrade. He'll alert the authorities.
You ain't wrong there, sunshine!
Get him! He's trying to escape!
Yeah, get him!
What are you waiting for? He's getting away! Hey, that's me! Oh, quick, get out of my way! Let me grab on his back! Oh, take him out! Grab his Euros! That'll stop him!
Not me Euros! Ah!
Now, if you don't mind, old chap, sit there and keep mum.
You'll tell us if the handcuffs are too tight, Mr. E. Fraser.
Actually, Harmon rather likes this British-made stainless steel colour. It goes with me fake tan.
Yeah, they make a really nice match.
Look. Look, you two, stop fraternising with the enemy.
Sorry, Viper.
You idiot. You've just told Euphrasia Viper's name.
Oh, Viper, so that's your name. I didn't catch it the first time.
You wanker, Headless. You just told Euphrasia my name.
Yeah, but you just told Euphrasia my name.
Well, you told him my name.
But that's no reason to tell him my name. He'll know who we are, won't he, Tarquin?
Thank you very much, Headless. Now you've told Euphrasia my name as well.
You twat.
But at least I ain't told him Moonflower's name. Oh, sorry, Moonflower.
Well, never mind, Edless. He'd probably have found him out anyway. They're plastered all over the Grungy Media website.
Moonflower? Where do these people get their names from?
And the smell of incense fills her room.
We shall not be moved.
Just like a tree. Let's stand by the waterside.
Oh, we're on that road to freedom, 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 to freedom. We shall not be moved, just like a tree. Let's stand by the waterside.
We shall not be moved.
Look, comrades, it's high time we started the agitprop.
Too right, Tarquin.
Yeah, too right, Tarquin.
Stop repeating what I say, Headless.
Sorry, Viper.
The website. Why don't we read out our website address? That way, if the oppressors cut off our transmission, the people will have all the info they need to become activists like us.
Brilliant idea, Moonflower. Quick, Headless, get on the microphone. Tell the people about our website.
Hello, fellow activists. If you're out there, you can visit our website if you like. It's a free and...
Get out of the way, Headless. You're not doing it right. This is Grungy Media and we are radical and we are taking over the airwaves and we're probably going to get cut off any second.
The address. Tell them the address.
What? Not my address.
No, Headless, the web address.
I thought you had it.
No, Moonflower.
Me neither. Well, hasn't anyone got it? I know it starts with a www.
Some activist bulletins.
I got one somewhere. Here, in me combat trousers.
You got lots and lots and lots and lots of pockets in your combat trousers, Viper. And all the pockets have got lots of zips. Funny, I never noticed before.
I know they're in here somewhere. Try around the back. Here we are. I downloaded this yesterday from an anarchist website. Right. Okay, people, listen to this. This is communique number 9 from the revolutionary activist group Grungy Media.
Yeah, we're taking over the airwaves.
Why'd you say communique number 9, Viper? Shouldn't it be communique number 1?
Moonflower's right. After all, it's our first communique.
Okay, then. Have it your way. I still like the sound of communique number 9.
I'm just going to open the window, comrades. It's getting hot in here.
Oh no, a great fat pigeon's grabbed it and flown off.
You idiot, Headless.
Sorry, Viper, how
How was I to know it was windy outside?
Well, you should have checked before you opened the window.
Hasn't anyone else got a communique we can read out?
Yeah, taking over the airwaves.
I've got one. It's a bit old.
How old?
It's from last year, but it's a good one. What's it about, Moonflower?
Yeah, what's it about, Moonflower?
Will you stop repeating me, Headless? It's about the Japanese whaling fleet. It says apparently the Japanese are shipping all their rusty old whaling ships to England to be dismantled.
But some of those ships are over 400 years old.
And I'll wager every single one is packed with a lethal stew of asbestos and krill.
Now don't read it out like that, Moonflower. You've got to read it out like a communique.
Viper's right. We are activists after all.
Well, why don't you read it out, Viper? You're better at it than me. Well, if you're really sure, Moonflower, we activists must stick like limpets to our egalitarian principles. You do it. Oh, if you're really sure.
Listen up, people of radio. This is communique number two from the revolutionary activist group, Grungy Media.
Number one blew out the window.
Shut up, Headless.
It was all my fault.
Shut up, Headless.
Communique number two, right there.
Moonflower, what's this word here? I can't make it out. Japanese whaling fleet, I think.
Let me try. I can't make out any of the words.
Sorry, everybody, my printer's broken.
We know a girl who wants a job in a departmental store. The governor said, dear, what's your name? And she said, Sandy Shaw.
Sandy Shaw. Each place I go, there is no work for me.
If you won, we'll all come out on strike. George is down a hole, but Ringo's on the dough. Whoa, got no dough.
When people say we're finished, we'll turn around and say to them, outside.
Right, you radio listeners, this is Grungy Media. Your station has been
appropriated.
Appropriated for the people.
By the people.
Yeah, the people. Dude.
What people?
What do you mean, what people? The people, of course.
Of course, you Fraser don't know who the people is. Typical.
Typical.
Stop repeating me, Headless. Now, where was I? Yeah. Typical of a collaborationistic radio, radio collaborator. He don't even know who the people is.
Oh, fine. But there's no need to keep arming in a state of ignorance. So who is they then, these people?
The people is the people. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes. I wholeheartedly concur.
The people, Fraser, is your poor, hard or depressed, starving masses.
Well, you lot don't look that oppressed to Harmon. I mean, you there, what's your name? Viper.
What about me?
Well, you're wearing a bleeding Benetton jumper.
No, I'm not. I would never wear a Benetton jumper. I'm an activist.
Here, Headless, have a peep at the label.
OK, Frasier.
Get off, Headless.
I'm just having a look.
What does it say, Headless?
Frasier's right.
Viper, how could you? That piece of clothing is polluted.
I... Made by the little hands of tiny, starved, multicoloured children.
United Colours of Snetterton.
What does he mean, Snetterton? What's he on about?
Snetterton, I like that one.
Snetterton? No, listen, comrades. Why did E. Frasier say Snetterton? It sounded like some secret code.
Perhaps he's talking to someone.
But we're the only ones here. Unless... unless...
That's it, Tarquin. This room must be bugged.
They could be listening in to us right now.
I'm recording every single word. If they're recording us,
they must be using a microphone.
But there's hundreds of microphones in here.
Wait, how about this one? It says Neumann U87. Sounds like a cross between the Stasi and a U-boat.
Hurry, Headless, smash it to pieces.
Everyone, once again we've beaten the system.
The workers united will never be divided.
Workers? What workers? What about old Viper here? Harmon recognises her accent. She's from Snotsville itself. Hampstead. Bleeding Hampstead Village at that. Or me name ain't Winston P. Beasley.
Oh no, E. Frasier, you're quite wrong. Viper isn't from Hampstead. Are you?
Of course I'm not from Hampstead.
Men are from Mars. Viper is from Hampstead.
Fucking shut up, Headless. Viper, you told me you was brought up on a violent crack dealing estate in Alston.
That's not the story you told me, Viper. You said you grew up in the worst hole in the world. Wood Green.
Yeah, you told me you was...
Look, it's like this. Strictly, you could say my mummy and daddy live in Hampstead, okay? And maybe if you look at it like that wanker, E. Frasier, you could say I grew up there, okay, but that don't mean I'm from there, does it, okay?
If you say so, Viper.
I suppose so.
Huh?
So, Viper, what you mean is that you're from Hampstead, but you're not from Hampstead. That makes less sense than two of John Prescott's psychedelic breakfasts.
Shut up, E. Frasier. I've got you figured out. He's trying to drive a rift between us, comrades.
Let's shut him up. Give me your checkered Arabic headscarf, Headless.
I paid €2 for that. What are you going to do with it?
Stuff it in E. Frasier's fat mouth.
Oi, pack it in, you sardine feast.
Let this be a lesson to you, E. Frasier. This is what happens when you interfere with the inviolable will of the people.
Yeah.
Isn't it time we read out our list of demands?
Gosh. I'd completely forgotten, Moonflower, the list of demands.
Quick, Headless, hand me the list of demands.
What list of demands?
The list we wrote down on the beer mat in the pub on the way here.
What list of demands?
Stop saying that. Hand over the list.
Surely you remember. We only did it an hour ago.
I don't remember any list.
Think hard, Headless. Say to yourself, where is the list, Headless?
I don't remember any list. Are you sure I had it?
Oh, I'm a working man. I can ruin the government's plan. I'm not too high up, but the sight of my car makes me some kind of Superman. Oh, 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 oh,
you don't get. We are part of the union. You don't get. We are part of the union.
Hello, shoes. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to stall on you.
What do we do now, Tarquin?
I think it's time we played some radical music.
Yeah, take over the airwaves, Tarquin. In it.
Yeah, let's rock!
So, who's got some music?
Didn't you bring any?
I thought you said you had it covered, Viper.
That wasn't me. It was Headless said he had it covered.
I have got it covered. There's a Chumbawamba CD in my shoulder bag.
But I thought Chumbawamba was used by one of those trans-global telecom conglomerates to sell microwave technology that fries children's brains. No way we can play it.
No, Tarquin, that was the Dandy Warhols, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Well, it's the only CD that we've got.
Oh, very well then.
Hand it over, Headless. I've always fancied myself as a DJ.
I can't find it.
Well, let me have a look. Ah, that's disgusting.
Just what do you keep in that shoulder bag of yours, Headless?
Give it back!
Oh, that looks like a partially melted saxophone.
Here it is, I found it. Chumbawamba. Oh, it's covered in mucus.
Open the case, Moonflower. Let's get the show moving.
Taking over the airwaves.
Headless, what is this?
What?
The case is empty. There's nothing in it.
How are we going to play Chumbawamba if it's not in the case?
Where's the CD, Headless?
I must have left it in the communal CD player.
But we must have music. You can't have a radical show without music. I mean, how are we going to take over the airwaves?
Maybe Fraser's got some music.
Take his gag out, Viper.
No tricks. Understand?
Oh, at last, that flipping scarf tastes like Cherie Blair's boiled rice.
Where's the music, E. Fraser?
You better cooperate. Where do you keep it?
But Armin ain't got no music. He hates music. But you could look up there on that shelf.
Grab it, Headless.
It's covered in dust.
Blow it off.
What's the record called?
I'm Backing Britain by Bruce Forsyth.
Oh, we can't possibly play that. It's so, so uncool.
But it's all we got.
Stick it on, Viper.
What are you doing, Viper? It sounds strange.
It's going backwards.
The record player must have broken. Try the other one.
It's no good. It keeps going the wrong way.
How do you make it go the right way, E. Fraser?
Oh, don't look at me. I leave all that stuff to the trainee engineers.
It sounds horrible.
I don't like it.
Right, but try lifting the needle up and dropping it again.
Okay.
But it's still going backwards.
Why don't we cut the power?
That'll turn the old station off.
Here's the master off switch.
Don't press it!
He's 5 foot two, and he's 6 feet four. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31, and he's only 31. He's been a soldier for 31 years. He well, and he knows he always will kill. Kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for...
It took so long to realize the nature of the position into which their politicians had led them.
Who could that be?
Nobody knows we're here.
Of course they know you're here, you bunch of brainless tossers in combat trousers. The microphone's live. You've been broadcasting the whole time.
Don't answer it.
Perhaps they'll ring off in a minute.
Ooh, they ain't about to ring off. I'll bet you anything. It's the Resonance Radio Director of Programmes. Ooh, by now he'll be hopping mad. Armin wouldn't like to be in your expensive natural earth activist shoes when he gets hold of you. He's going to want blood. Buckets of blood.
I know. Let's gaggy Fraser and answer the phone. We can pretend to the director of programmes that E. Fraser has laryngitis and can't talk.
Yeah, take over the airwaves.
Perhaps the director of programmes will recognise our talent and give us a regular slot.
Yeah, perhaps the director of programmes will recognise our talent and give us a regular slot.
Yeah, that's likely to happen, isn't it?
Quick, gaggy Fraser.
Hey, get off me. You ain't sticking that filthy chicken Arabic ragamuff.
Hello, sir.
This is the Resonance Radio Director of Programmes. Where's E. Fraser? Put him on now, immediately.
He wants to speak to E. Fraser.
Let me talk to him. Hello, sir. I'm Viper. Poor E. Fraser can't talk. He's got laryngitis, which is why he asked me to do his show this week. As you may have guessed, I'm the brains behind this.
Shut up, you stupid hippie. Put E. Fraser on right now. I'm pulling the plug.
He insists on talking to E. Fraser.
Look, comrades, E. Fraser's still gagged. It can't do any harm.
Yes, maybe the director will think we're telling the truth if he hears E. Fraser's muffled voice.
Headless, hold the receiver up next to E. Fraser's head.
E. Fraser, you idiot. What the hell do you think you're doing? Letting a bunch of limpet-faced losers lose on my radio station. Grungy media? Sounds like the muck you find in a drain. Who thinks up these atrocious names?
Oh, you think for fucking flat-eyed me?
It's no laughing matter, E. Fraser. Throw them out of my radio studio, now! Do you think I give a Britney bondage that you're tied up and gagged? What if you are? It's no excuse. Listen here, E. Fraser. I don't care if those whinging hippies have got your fluffy bollocks in a meat grinder. Throw them out of my radio station.
I don't get it. How can the director understand what E. Fraser's saying? I can't make out a word.
Hey, man, I guess as director of Resonance Radio, he's used to people talking to him with their mouths full.
Listen very closely, E. Fraser. One more incident like this and you'll be finished at Resonance Radio. Finished. By the time I'm through with you, you'll never DJ in this town again. Do you understand? And stop apologising. Why is everyone always bowing and scraping to me? Who do you think I am, Prince Charles? It gets on my nerves. Now, switch over to the speakerphone.
I can't.
Right. Listen up, you whacked out fans of eco hippies.
Who's he calling hippies?
Shut up, Headless.
You have got exactly 10 seconds to play the Harmony Fraser theme tune. I'm pulling the plug and playing one of our fascinating recordings of water features instead.
Oh, you like it or not? We're trying to make the best we can to everyone.